Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The misconception that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis the concept of prophethood relates to the common Muslim notion that there was a time in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he remained under a magical spell. And it is said that Surah Falaq was revealed as a result of this spell, and the Prophet was asked to read this surah to come out of that spell. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this whole issue is actually narrated in certain books of hadith. And if we gather all the reports, the picture which comes to light is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained in this condition for almost 6 months. And it is said that he would not realize what he was doing in these 6 months, because he would forget things, and he would have this hallucination that he had done something, whereas he would not have done that thing, and he would pass through this mental block, this situation of mental block for almost 6 months. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, the Quran clearly says that the prophets of God are under the protection of the Almighty, and as far as delivering the message of the Almighty is concerned, the Almighty makes sure that they do so and they do not err in this regard. Now, if it is considered that for 6 whole months the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in this state of mental block, then how can it be believed that in these 6 months the revelation would have come to him and he would have not delivered it properly? And it is absolutely erroneous if this had happened. So therefore, it is absolutely wrong to believe in these narratives and come to the conclusion that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have remained under this magical spell for 6 months, simply because this would of course be something which would hamper his capacity, hamper his responsibilities as a prophet of God, and this cannot be granted at any cost. Now, as far as the narratives themselves are concerned, they too have certain flaws in them. We know that this whole scenario would have been such that had there been a magical spell, there would have been a number of people reporting what happened to the Prophet in those 6 months, because these companions, they remained with the Prophet day and night. And what we come on the contrary to realize and to know from books of hadith is that there are very few people who actually narrate this incident. In other words, an incident about which common sense and sense and reason would endorse the fact that a large number of people should have narrated that incident, we find that it is a khabr-e wahid, which means that very few people had knowledge of that, and there are only very few people who narrate this incident. Now, this is a permanent principle of the scholars of hadith, that if there is an incident which is such that it had to be narrated by a number of companions, and the actual matter of fact is that only a few of them do so, then this something in itself stands questionable. And this principle, if applied to these narratives, is absolutely valid. We find that the nature of this scenario should have been is such that it should have been reported by a number of companions, and on the contrary, you find only a few companions reporting it. And as one of the great exegetes of the modern era, Imam Amin Hasan Islahi, has pointed out in his tafsir that there is a narrative in Bukhari which says that Sufyan ibn Uyayna has confessed the fact that he heard this incident for the first time from Ibn Jurayj, which in other words would mean that for a whole 100 years this incident was totally unknown to people, or very few people knew it. And it is obviously against common sense that had this incident occurred, there would have been a number of reports. The reports would have abound regarding this incident. But contrary to this fact, we find very few people narrating it. So therefore, we see that the report itself is suffering from this flaw, and in the presence of this flaw, it cannot be taken, it cannot be accepted. So in a nutshell, we can say that this whole issue of the Prophet being under a magical spell for 6 months cannot be granted, it cannot be accepted, simply because it would go against the concept of infallibility of the prophets of God vis-a-vis religion, as has been discussed in the Quran, and also the fact that these reports themselves, they do not stand up to the principles of hadith criticism, which have been coined by the scholars of hadith themselves. And if they do not do so, then of course they lose their tenability. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.